Listening to Our Teacher. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Listening to Our Teacher. We have a lot of difficulty in listening to our teacher. We feel that we know more than our teacher does. Yes, we do. Strangely enough, we feel we know more than our teacher does. And so, while our teacher is talking, we sometimes talk, and while our teacher is sharing something with us, we already are on a different topic. In our mind, we think, okay, now what's next? Now I know all that. But do we really know what the teacher is sharing with us? Do we really know what the teacher is telling us? You see, what the teacher is saying is often not as important as how you are listening. How we are listening to our teachers is the most important thing in the world. When we listen with respect, when we listen with rapt attention, when we listen with the desire to be aware, then great things happen. However, if we listen with a vacant mind, if we listen with a made-up mind, if we listen with an attitude that we know it all, there's not much that the teacher can share with us. And of course, the teacher shares totally with us, regardless of whether we are receptive or whether we're not receptive. The teacher shares with us totally without regard for how much we're paying attention or how much we're not paying attention. This little mind is a little matter to the teacher, because the teacher is concerned about just one thing. The teacher is concerned about sharing. The teacher is concerned about teaching. And the teacher gives out whatever it is that the teacher is speaking about in love, in unconditional love, in absolute patience, in absolute awareness that one moment, one instant, one now, the student will hear. Actually, the student is usually blind, because the student doesn't realize that when they are listening to their teacher, they're listening to themselves. Every time a teacher speaks to us, we're listening to ourselves. It's not a matter that the teacher is another person, because though the teacher may be a man or a woman, a professor or a metaphysical teacher or a philosophical teacher, whoever the teacher may be, that matters little. We are that teacher. We are that teacher, and whatever respect we show to ourselves in listening to the divine within us, we show to the teacher in the outer, listening to that one that we have created in our world to share with us wisdom and guidance on our paths, be they spiritual, philosophical, or mechanical, you might say, physical. It all depends on how well we are ready to be a student. The statement is often made that if you're going to be a leader, you must learn how to be a follower. All good leaders are first good followers, because they know what it takes to be a leader. And you can be sure all the followers know very well what makes up a good leader. Many followers say, I could run the business better than my boss. I could run the country better than the president. I could do this better than somebody else. Well, you see, all of these attitudes we have within us are not bad attitudes, but they're attitudes that say, we haven't yet learned how to be a follower. We haven't yet learned how to listen. We haven't yet learned how to respect ourselves. When we respect ourselves, we will totally respect our teacher. When we respect ourselves, we will gain from the lessons our teacher gives us, not so much in the wisdom and the understanding, but in the revelation that we already know it. Now, we can think, and attitude of ourself may be that we already know it, but this is an attitude of ignorance. The attitude of already knowing it is the attitude when you say, oh, I see, Oh, I see. The teacher has led our thoughts and our thinking to a concept that we can say to ourselves, ah, yes, I understand that now. Yes, yes, that's the missing link. Ah, yes, or not even know it's a missing link. Just say, oh, yeah, 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 that's what I've always felt. But you never let it out. The teachers are there to help us let it out, to help us, guide us, show us the way to be ourselves and to have fun in this life. We don't really need a teacher, an outer teacher. We have the inner teacher, which is the finest teacher that we could ever hire, the finest teacher we could ever seek out in our life, that inner teacher that knows everything, that wants to share everything with us and wants to say, hey, come on, come on, come on, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. And when we do that, wow, what great things happen to us. So, when we come to the realization that as we show respect for ourselves and we show respect for our teacher, our outer teacher, we are gaining a respect for that inner teacher too. Just as we mechanically do something and we learn a skill like playing the piano, the inner teacher already knows how to play the piano. The inner self of ourself already is a genius at playing the piano. But the outer teacher helps us break through that attitude that we don't know. To break through that attitude that we have to learn by dexterity and by our physical attitude toward it. Yes, the outer teacher has a place in our life. But once we find the inner teacher, we don't need any outer teacher. We can go direct to the teacher of all teachers, the divine within ourselves. And there we'll find the knowledge, the wisdom, the genius, the ability to do anything we want to do. And then we do it. But even once we find the inner teacher, if we don't maintain a constant respect for that inner teacher, a constant respect for our inner self, that this is the way, the truth, and the life that we are, that will soon fade away. Many people have had glimpses of genius. Many child prodigies were wonderful. And because they were so wonderful, the world asked too much of them. Before they were ready to do all the things they wanted to do, and they began thinking that they were good in the outer, forgetting that their child prodigy came from the inner. Their child prodigy awareness came from the inner. Their child prodigyism is an inner act. How important that is to be aware. When we know that, we can have all sorts of great things happening. As we learn to listen to our teacher, whichever the teacher may be, in our schools, in our musical lessons, in our metaphysical studies, in whatever area we have teachers, even as our mother and father are a teacher, as we have teachers who are guiding us into our inner awareness, as we respect ourselves, we respect them, and the blessing that they have to offer to us becomes all the more dominant, all the more paramount, all the more obvious, and we're happy indeed. I listen to my inner teacher all the time. My inner teacher and I have gotten to be very good friends. And I respect my inner teacher. When my inner teacher says, this is the way, I follow it. When my inner teacher is silent about whatever is the way, I know that I must be patient. And I know that I must wait a moment. Because I have too many attitudes that are pushing me around and not letting me listen to the inner teacher. These attitudes turn down the volume of my inner teacher and I don't hear it. But when I have the attitudes of respect and love and honor, delight and goodness toward my inner teacher, the volume is strong and powerful. And it's never too loud and never too soft, but always just exactly what I am ready to hear. It's a wonderful thought, isn't it? Listening to our inner teacher. We're listening to ourselves. And any outer teacher that we have is ourself too, because we have chosen that. Well, have a wonderful day. Life is just beginning to be wonderful, fantastic, glorious now. I love you. I love you. I love you.